Accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio, Incorporated. A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atvaudio.com.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is Bobby Hall, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
When I first came to Chicago, I was asked to be on an experimental station here, and I went into a studio that not far from where we're sitting now and did a 15-minute newscast in a little bitty studio that was refrigerated down to about 50 degrees. I wondered why. I thought, it's really chilly in here. I found out why. When they turned that bank of lights on that was like one of the racks of lights I got up in a night baseball field, the temperature went up to 120 immediately, and by the time I finished the newscast, I think I'd soaked through my jacket, which was a good thing because it kept it from catching fire, which it otherwise
would have done. What formally brought you to New York?
Well, I guess you'd call it an inadvertent, I can't think of the name of it now that you have it in a contest of some kind. But I came to New York because it was decided that they would make up their mind as to who would be the announcer on the new Arlene Francis show that they had. In the end, they wound up asking me to do it. There were a couple of other people who were young at the time, men who were up for that. And when they asked me, it's kind of like I won. Like I won some kind of a contest.
Yeah, it's like you won the lottery because, NBC was the top network.
Yeah, that's it, and that was my chance to get to. Isn't it funny? When I started in radio, my ambition, what I was interested in doing, I wanted to be a famous broadcast legend that would be a radio top announcer like Harry Von Zell.
You
remember Harry Von Zell?
Yes, I do.
And I thought maybe that I could turn out to be somebody like that. And I didn't have any idea that I would have nothing to do with anything like that, that I would be in favor of going more toward the top with television, which was kinder to me than radio.
Well, we don't have a clip of Harry Von Zell, who was the announcer on the Burns and Allen show, but we do have a clip of you and Jack Benny and Don Wilson.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to play that for you right now.
Well, Jack, when the cameras were on the audience here just a few minutes ago, I noticed a very good friend of mine sitting out in the audience, and if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce him.
Don, we can't keep introducing people from the audience. We've got a show to do.
Look, Jack, he's not just a friend of mine. He's a colleague, a really great announcer.
I know
him. Hugh Downs, will you take him out, please?
Yes, I met him when I was on the Jack Parr show. Of course, thanks for coming in.
I watch all your shows. Enjoy every one of them. Never miss them.
Well, thank you.
And I want you to know, Jack, as long as I came up on the stage, that being an announcer, I really appreciate Don's work.
Oh,
thank you. I do, really. It's a thrill. I get goose pimples every time he says, "Brisk Lipton tea is the great change of pace. It satisfies like coffee, but refreshes you better."
Well, he's been doing it for... Would you say that again?
Sure. Brisk Lipton tea is the great change of pace. It satisfies like coffee, but refreshes you better.
Tom. When he says it, it's a thrill, isn't it?
Well, I think he does it adequately. Wait a minute, Don's way isn't bad. In fact, I think he was very good in that opening announcement. Do you remember when he said, win a vacation for two to Hawaii in the change of pace vacation contest?
John, the enunciation, the tonal quality.
Look, Hugh, I just wanted you to come up and take a bow. That's all. Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute.
Tonal quality. Listen to this. Buy Lipton tea. It's better tea in the flow-through tea bag. Enter the Lipton Change of Pace Vacation Contest. Look for details in Lipton's store display. You may win a glamorous vacation for two in Hawaii.
And without a rehearsal.
You, what are you trying to do? This is my bread and butter. This is my job. Look, Don, this is a competitive business. Either you've got it or you haven't.
Hugh Downs appearing with Don Wilson and Jack Benny on the February 18th, 1962 edition of the Jack Benny program, audio courtesy of Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. Hugh, do you have any memories of doing that show, or what memories do you have of working with Jack Benny?
No, and I don't remember that show that you just played. That's the first time that I remember hearing it. I might have forgotten it. But I was on the Benny Show, I remember one time where Rock Hudson, who was at that time a top star, and he was not ill, and he came on, Jack Benny had me on as myself, and he talked about, he did a lampoon of my answering Jack Parr's questions in a kind of a technical way, a verbose way. And he got a big laugh, I remember. But he said something about, at the time, he said this was a plant, obviously. He said, ladies and gentlemen, there's a very famous person is in the audience. Now, I don't want to embarrass him, but if you look, he said, you'll see Rock Hudson. And the audience craned their necks and looked, and they burst into great applause. And Benny said, come on up here for a moment. And he went up, and Benny stood there looking at him and said that was an awful thing I did to ask you to come up. You know, when you didn't have time to put on makeup, and you didn't have time to get your right clothes on. And he described this whole business of going, which obviously had happened because Hudson was all prepared to be on the air. He had done all those things. And then Benny was apologizing for asking him to come up when he didn't have time to prepare to be a celebrity. It worked well, but I remember him doing that. And then he had some kind of a skit that involved both Rock Hudson and me. And I don't remember what that was, but it was kind of making fun of of my tendency to be verbose about answering questions.
When you did that show, do you remember whether, did you do any rehearsal? Did you block it out, or was it more or less ad-libbed?
No, it was not any rehearsal at all. I was asked earlier, Benny, if it would be all right if I came on, and he just wanted to ad-lib some stuff. And I said, fine. And so I was there, and knew he was going to call me up on the stage. But that's all I knew.
Well, it sounds like the opportunity, I mean, I would imagine the opportunity to work with a legend like Jack Benny and to show that you, Hugh, are capable of doing other things, I bet you that was a thrill.
That was a thrill. And I felt very kindly dealt with, and I appreciated it.
There is another legend who's still alive, who you did announcing and commercials for, and I would love to get a very, very brief retrospect from you regarding Sid Caesar.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was something that was odd. I was hired for a strange reason. I realized later on that I wasn't the announcer. They had an announcer. You know, in those days, announcers did commercials and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. That wasn't the reason I was there. And I did some parts in some of the gigs that they did, that they had, and I would rehearse those, some kind of part with the...
Carl Reiner?
Yeah, Carl Reiner, and I just, their names don't pop into my mind right now.
Howard Morris and Imogen Coca.
Yeah, well, this was after Imogene Coca, and what was the girl's name that came in?
Well, later on, the Nat Stagray did the Caesar show, but I'm going to joggle your mind, you, because you did do announcing for a very short-lived comeback called Sid Caesar Invites You, and after 3.5 years of Imogene Coca being apart from Sid Caesar, they did a very brief series that did not turn out too well. The debut was January 26, 1958, and you opened the show. You're the announcer.
Is that right? Yes. I don't even remember that now. What was it called?
It's called Sid Caesar Invites You.
Sid Caesar Invites You. Yes, yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, that was good to be a part of. I'm sorry.
I tell you, you were great.
I thought maybe my presence is what caused it to fail.
No. I doubt it. I highly doubt that.
And I'm Carl Reiner. Tonight is a very, very exciting night here at ABC because, well, it's been 4 years since Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca have appeared together on a stage. And because we feel that the audience, in a sense, has been responsible for their coming together again, we wanted you to share this moment with us. The moment when they meet on the stage for the first time since 1953. Now, the agency, the network, the sponsors all insisted that we keep them apart until this first show. And we have, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 1953, live from New York, on the same stage, Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Sid Caesar invites you to a half hour of entertainment starring Imogene Coca, Carl Reiner, and of course Sid Caesar himself, brought to you by Helena Rubinstein. Genius has brought beauty within reach of...
Hugh Downs, along with Carl Reiner, from the premiere broadcast of Sid Caesar Invites You, the short-lived ABC variety series that reunited Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca. The premiere broadcast, January 26, 1958, audio courtesy of Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. Phil, we only have a few minutes left with Hugh tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to ask him?
Can I just ask some very fast bullet questions?
Yeah, sure.
True or false, you're a descendant of Davy Crockett?
Not a descendant, but a relative, and that's bona fide. That has been proved, that I am related, but not descended from him.
And you did another groundbreaking show with a soap opera called Hawkins Falls. Do you remember that?
19- You're right. That was one of the earliest soap opera that TV had. Came out of Chicago. And I worked on that for a while. That was groundbreaking. You're right.
Let me ask you one final question. Of the many things you've done throughout your broadcast career, is there one particular moment that you are most proud of?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. there have been several, I think. My coverage of Apollo 11, yeah, maybe the interview with the return of the astronauts who had been in Apollo 11 and got Aldrin and landed on the moon, actually, and they and ordered the movement at the time. I did the first interview with them when they came back, and I really enjoyed doing that.
You're listening to a conversation with broadcast legend Hugh Downs that originally aired in September 2013 on TV Confidential. Hugh Downs passed away Wednesday, July 1st at the age of 99. One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about a dollar a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than a dollar a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.